This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, why wouldn't I be there?
Bet?
What would I be
bet
doing?
Me. Bet me.
I get up at 5:15, 5:20.
Then why do you get here at 9:30 every day?
Because I'm coming from SAC, you ass. That's 2 hours, sometimes three. And then I got to deal with you when I come in here. Damn. You try it. 2 hours to come see you and deal with your crap. I should be in a mental ward. I'm sorry, Steiny. It was a long commute today, buddy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
Oldie but a goodie.
Hey, I played that Melvin sound. You kind of liked it, talking about my velo.
Yeah, we got to play that.
I sent it to Evan.
I think I have it here somewhere.
Got a special, special guest coming up around noon today.
What's going on? I'm not part of what's...
No, you're not.
Wow.
You're not in this one yet.
Okay. He is in this one, though. Oh. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
And then he
pitcher on the left.
Oh, good Lord. Error on E.
You want to take a minute?
One sec here.
Take a lap.
Stoney running off on him.
No, this one's on Melvin.
We did see Guru throw out the first pitch here on the last day. No one's asked me about that.
Well, I heard there was some gay. It looked like he threw some gas.
There was some velo involved in that. I think he may have missed the strike zone, but I know Mike Aldretti, who had to catch it, was not prepared for that kind of velocity. So you guys might have to do your cuff weights and so forth.
From Melvin.
You guys may have to do your what?
Cuff weights.
Yeah, I didn't get that one.
What's that?
I'm trying to act like I knew what it is.
What's cuff weights?
Is it like
hand
something?
I don't know.
Well, that's why that's why our listeners
and
are Nathan, money.
My guys froze me out, and Dibs, you're a part of it. He brought it up. They didn't ask him. Yeah.
That, you know what?
Guru with the heat. I see yesterday's eyes.
And you know what?
Was that Fortenbaugh?
Yeah, my boy Joe. I was mad at him too. They were going to let him go without asking.
I will say that
I feel like
it's
I'm in
Guru
the
Appreciation Day, and there's nobody who appreciates kind words said about him than Daryl the Guru Johnson. So thank you, Bob Melvin. But why are you starting Verlander tonight?
What is that about? Evan, I couldn't believe it when I saw it, man.
Yeah, my biggest concern for the Bay Area is that Justin Verlander's Hall of Fame career is going to end with a zero-win season.
Toronto's no joke at Toronto. Why would Ray not go? Okay, where am
I going tomorrow?
Why not
give
tonight?
Him an extra day.
Oh, God. Like, all right.
Yeah, yet Guru wants Melvin fired.
No,
but he loves what he says about your velo.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm going to take some calls on the Warriors. Here's the bottom line.
Have you come around, though, that I think you're panicking on something that you shouldn't be?
No.
There's legitimacy to what you're saying.
I'm absolutely right. See, here's what happened, guys. This all goes back to the two timelines. They did this thing with the two timelines, and then right when they started it, they changed their philosophy. That's why the Warriors are going to be in bigger trouble after Steph leaves. Like, for example, I just made a list of some stuff.
All right.
Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome. Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome. Why did they play?
Because Kuminga and Moody weren't ready.
Why else?
Veterans.
Because you still thought you could win a title. So you sacrifice Kuminga and Moody's year for Lamb and Jerome. Now, that's okay. If I understood it, you're going for a title. Well, I didn't think it was that realistic. I thought the 2022 title was real fortunate, and I didn't think they could repeat it. Okay, fine. I think the Buddy Hield, getting Buddy Hield was an all-in now move. You know, Draymond and Poole. They kept Draymond and they lost Poole. And that was, that was for going for it now.
But real quick about your list.
Here's the last thing. And this is the reason, one of the big reasons they're in trouble. Because when was Wiseman drafted?
2020, I want to say one.
Okay. If they were still in anything for a title.
Yeah.
They were on two timelines then. They were two timelines.
By choice.
What do you mean?
They made that happen. If they want to say it was two timelines or not, those were their choices.
That's right. And so that's the direction they went. And then what they did is they changed to all in now, but it was too late because when they had a chance to draft Wiseman, they could have gotten Miles Turner. No doubt about it. Miles Turner. Okay, well, why would you have gotten Miles Turner for Wiseman? If you want to go all in back in 2020, it was still Steph Curry. You still thought they thought they were done winning titles. That's why they drafted Wiseman.
All right.
Okay. So now they draft Wiseman. He doesn't work out. But in the meantime,
Curry still got it.
In the meantime, they get off that and then do everything for right here and right now. So I think they got caught in the middle.
But they won a chip, you're forgetting, Stoney, in 2022 that nobody saw. Still to this day might be the most random chip ever. So I think that constituted, gosh.
They won the chip despite this two timeline thing.
Yeah.
They won because the three big boys played great. They had a hell of a sixth man in Poole, and even Otto Porter and Bielitsa were vet. Like, that's why they won it. They didn't win it because of Wiseman, Kuminga, and Moody.
Well, I want to say something. All right.
So then they win it, and now they go, oh my God, we're not done winning. We got to do everything for Steph. So in 2022-23, instead of maybe let's see what Kuminga and Moody, let's let them grow. They didn't let them grow. But that's their own fault.
Who would argue that? Anthony Lamb at that time?
What you've done the last 3 years is going, you continue to do, I believe.
Well, now you're stuck because now you can't even get any measurable contributions from Jonathan Kuminga, and I'm not putting it all on his doorstep. But just think about what you said. I'm asking you, because now I got my answer. Do you believe had Jerome and Lamb been Kuminga and Moody, they still wouldn't have won?
I don't think so. Well, actually, I don't know. They didn't play the champ.
But was that's it the what cha- retarded. That's what stunned.
I'm not sure
growth.
Lamb and Jerome were in the championship year.
No, I'm just saying, as far as the season ending, you still wouldn't have got there because that was when you lost to the Lakers when they beat you after the pool punch. My point is those minutes, Lamb and Jerome should have been Moody and Kuminga from the jump.
Well, why?
Who are they to get in?
You're making my point.
Okay, right. So that's an error. But it's an error for then and then where we're at now. Where would Moody and Kuminga have been had they been going through their puberty then for Anthony who? That's all I'm saying, like that, and you're saying it, but that's an error.
But you want everybody, like,
I never was saying put in Lamb and Jerome.
No, but you were saying everything for a title. And when you say
everything get you a title.
That's right. And Kuminga and Moody would have made you a worse team that year. They had no experience. And but, all I'm saying right, is
but that was a great time to get it to them, Stani.
Right. Right. And there's and to this, what I'm saying is to this day, they continue to operate that way with Kuminga and with Moody. Let's go to JD in Oakland. What's up, JD?
Hey, man. I'm here for you guys, man.
Really, Jay.
I wanted to call to stop the squabble. And first of all, Guru, I know it's Appreciation Guru Day, but listen. But you dealing with Steinmetz Guru, you should have 4 or 5 appreciation days a month dealing with Steinmetz.
That's my I'm man.
I got a link for my boy Guru. But listen, I'm going to tell you guys a couple things. First of all, listen to each other because you're saying the same thing. Just like me fighting with my wife. You guys are both saying the same things. Matt is correct that you're not going to be able to sell tomorrow about all the championships we got yesterday. You're not going to do that. We have created some Dallas Cowboy fans out of these Warrior fans, so they're not going to be like, oh, well, we did win 4 championships. Remember, we haven't won one in 3 years, and that looked like we're going to win one for the next 3 years. So at that point, they're going to bicker about not being a championship-quality team. However, we don't have to push the gas on the next 2 years because we may not win a championship, but we can get better than we are now. I hate to say it, but there may be an option at some point for Steph to chase one more championship somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
Or for Draymond to chase one more championship somewhere else, and then we can get better with picks or with draft compensation. However, is Dunleavy going to be the guy that we put all our faith in to get us some good draft decisions? I mean, does he have it?
I don't know.
I mean,
wow.
You know, these are the things we got to look at. I mean, if we really want to pay homage to Steph, we may let him go somewhere for a year to see if he can get another championship. Does Detroit or somebody want to take Draymond so he can go home, so he can do something else? And then, you know, we can – because it's a business. At the very least, it's a business. And if we stay where we are, when those two leave and Butler leaves, the cover will be bare. And one another last thing – you guys haven't even talked about Steve Kerr. Is he going to be around after 2 years when they leave? Then, you know, we'll have money to get a free agent, but, you know, I'm sure they'd want to play for Steve and not somebody else who comes after that.
JD.
But that's my take. Guru, I just gave you a big, big man-sized air hug.
And I love you. Hey, Jay, I know you played high-level hoops. You're from the town. You've been around, and I mean this. And you're my therapist. Real quick here, and you probably know Draymond. I know he's a good dude off the court, but I gotta say this: when that pool thing happened and the Warriors didn't discipline him, can't you just tell me through the phone that was wrong?
Well,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't want to pick a side, and you understand in basketball those things happen, but the way Draymond did it, he was 100% wrong. Okay. And you have to take that stance with him. Right. You have to take that stance with him.
Thanks for watching. Appreciate, appreciate that, it. Appreciate all. It.
We got
a guest. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Who do we got on the phone right now? Hello? Oh, my God.
Hey, it's 49er Frankie.
Oh, it's 49er Frankie.
What's up, baby?
Hey, Frankie.
What's going on?
Frankie. Frankie, you must have heard it's Guru Appreciation Day.
Oh, man. My man.
Here it's Guru Appreciation Day. So, yeah, I'm down here at Disneyland, so I took a little short break here.
Go ahead. Yeah.
It's not about you.
That's my guy.
We ask him about you.
Okay.
When did you and Goose start becoming friends, Frankie?
Oh, that goes back to the 80s, Broncos-Browns championship games.
I believe we started
that on in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on the Browns side, unfortunately. I mean, I don't think Guru's won a bet since then. But
hey, wow.
So you guys played football against each other?
No, we bet. He taught me how to gamble. He used to be my bookie. He taught me how to play the ponies, Frank.
49er, is that?
Had to teach these guys money lines and half points. It was a tough task.
Are you ashamed of the better you made out of Guru?
Yeah, I might have to take that hit, man.
What kind of question is that? And Frankie, be careful, man. Oh, man.
Let me ask you this about Guru. Yeah. If I were to ask you, how many Guru stories do you think you have?
What would you
put the number at?
It's easily in the hundreds off the top of my head. If I sat down and wrote them down and gave me some time, I mean, here for a while.
All right, can you give me one story about Guru that makes you appreciate him, and then maybe one where you didn't appreciate him so much?
All right, so hey, he's a talker, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he was at my house probably... When TVs were about $2,000, and he's watching a game at my house, and he notices the pixel. There's one pixel out, and he notices it, right? So I can't call in and complain, so I get him on the phone. Next thing I know, I got 2 weeks later, I got a check for $1,700, and to this day, that TV's still in my living room working. That's Guru talking right there.
Oh, man.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. That's my dude, man.
All right. What about, I don't know, was that, you appreciated that or not? I can't.
Yeah, we got him a new TV.
Definitely appreciated that. I still got that TV.
So
I'm thinking about it. What did I do? You know, he's there for you. So, I mean, it's tough to come on. You can't appreciate him. But I'm going to go back to the 92 NFC Championship game.
Man.
I got Guru a press pass. I'm working the press box for the Niners. And that's the you got to like them Cowboys game by Jimmy Johnson. So Guru's on the field. I mean, we're watching Young go deep for a 63-yard touchdown. We're standing in the end zone and gets called back.
Guy McIntyre holding.
Yeah. But, you know, he's there with my pops, and they win the game. I don't know if I ever got a thank you from that. Now that I think back on that.
Oh, Frank, wow.
So you had a press pass?
Yeah, he got me one.
So you were cheering on the sidelines?
I was in the press box.
Oh, cheering in the press box?
And it was bad weather that day, and it looked like it was going to go bad. But when it was over, he still had to work. So I was the last one in the stadium. True story, it's raining in the Bay at Candlestick, and I'm at the top, the last seat in the house, in my cowboy parker looking like... God, it loves me. Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, real quick. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah,
I got a story for him.
So you're in Disneyland. So I didn't know you had small kids.
I don't. I have 20-year-olds. I got a 26 and a 23-year-old. I've been bringing them here their whole lives.
What?
I'm sitting here in a Mickey Mouse Club t-shirt.
His
no
family
shame.
Loves Disneyland, Patty, too.
So we got three adults down at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hey, last thing
you know,
for
that's
me.
Controversial, yeah. 49er.
Frankie used to throw house parties, man. He had the cable, the boxes before the boxes.
Yeah.
Remember Steve Young and the Niners were up 23-0 at Arizona, and Jake Plummer brought him back, and it's just me and Frankie at his house. His parents are gone. Evan, I hear a noise. Frankie breaks the coat rack at the house.
The coat rack in the hallway.
And I looked at him, and I didn't say anything because I knew he was hot, and I said, that's a fan, right? But they had lost. I said, that's my dude. I love you, man.
That coat rack became kindling.
I appreciate that.
Hey, what do you got? What's it called? Matterhorn? You going to hit the Matterhorn?
I'm sitting under the Matterhorn, and believe it or not, it's not working. It looks like they're testing it.
Stay away.
Like Matterhorn. I don't need the chiropractic adjustment anyway. So.
Oh, you're not going to? Oh, I like the Matterhorn. That's pretty cool. Now, have a good time. Hey, 49er Frank. Right.
You're the man,
thanks for
Frankie.
Calling
thanks,
in.
Guys. I appreciate it.
Have a great time down there with your family. All right.
That's my
49er
man.
Frankie.
That's my dude.
From Disneyland.
Yeah.
Good for
you.
Why'd
you have to rub it in that they're all this fam? They're into Disneyland. Like, they're all older.
Yeah, no, I said that's great. At the end, I said.
Not weird, because adults enjoyed it.
Happiest place on earth.
They say that.
It's pretty fun. It is.
Have you been as an adult?
Yeah.
What's it like?
I thought it was great. Obviously went with the kids. I'm trying to think if the family would go there now with everybody in their
20s. Yeah.
You know what? I guess I'd do that.
Have you been to one in Florida? They say the real one because they have as well.
Oh, Disney World?
Yeah,
I went in high school. That place was off the chain.
I have not been.
No, you know that whole thing about like adults who go to Disneyland. You know, sometimes people think that's weird.
Yeah, I just said it.
Yeah, I don't. It's fine. I don't care.
Well, you questioned him like
no
you thought
doubt.
It was weird.
No, it was just a shtick.
Ripped him.
That was just shtick. You know who else does it? Our old friend Kyle Madsen.
Kyle Madsen loves going down
with his wife.
That's a great pool.
It's fine. Hey, to each his own.
But we can admit Mickey Mouse, like, he's LeBron right now. Like, he ain't doing much on TV, you know?
Well, like, he's old and on his way out.
Right.
I don't think he's put out a new movie
right,
in a
that's
while.
That's how I guess I'm saying.
Well, Goofy was in here the other week, and you guys didn't want to go say hello to him.
How weird was that? Lucas, he doesn't talk! Or did that Goofy talk?
Well, he's a Disney character.
Yeah, you can't. Mascots should not be able to
talk.
So,
were we going to say, hey, I'm Guru and this is Steiny?
I don't know what they wanted us
That's
to do.
That's why I wasn't a part of it.
It was on all Mount Bad Idea more.
Well, so Lucas, he said that there's something, it's like someone who's afraid of mascots, like a fear of mascots. It's a medical term.
Oh, I'm afraid of
And he has
rats.
It.
Wow.
I don't get it.
Hear that shtick.
No, I
take it from a guy who knows shticks.
No, this guy hates, like Oski the Bear, like Cal.
You talking
like,
about Lucas?
Yes, like he cannot stand Oski the Bear.
I want to come in and,
you know what that means.
Give me a costume.
We got
to
bring them all in.
I think that means 95.7 the game needs a mascot.
Oh, man.
Pods.
What is that?
Masclophobia. It's a real thing, according to AI.
Wow.
Right.
I don't have it.
Let's go to Caleb.
Our
Caleb's
man.
In Livermore. Hey, Caleb, how you doing?
What up?
What's
hey,
up?
It's Friday, huh?
Yes,
you know
sir.
It. Yep.
Hey, Goo, man.
What's up, Caleb? You my guy, man.
Hey, Stoddy, man. This is for everybody here. So yesterday, I was watching some back of your guys' episode yesterday on YouTube. Dude, what in your mind said, man, you want Barry Bonds to be the manager of the
I think he could do the job, Caleb. That's all.
Hey,
no, you don't.
Hey, Evan, hey, whenever Evan has a chance, he has to play that. That was the most, that literally, I was on the floor dying for 20 minutes, bro.
Now real quick, what's so funny about
it,
though?
You know what's funny.
No, because Barry's listening, Caleb.
It was just the reaction. It was funny seeing Steiny, too, because Steiny looked at you like, right. Are you serious?
Well, that's always funny. But what you got, baby?
Yeah, I had to do that for you. But, you know, shout out to Goo Appreciation Day. But look, can we do a final once and for all Kuminga take? Like, can we just look, man? Jonathan Kuminga will probably not be back with the Golden State Warriors. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. At the end of the day, he's an extremely talented basketball player. I think he is no doubt a guy who has all-star teams in his near future. But we see it with a lot of young guys. Sometimes it just doesn't fit on a specific team. And it happens. Like, there's no problem with it. You know, at the end of the day, like, clearly Kuminga just doesn't fit with this Warriors team. And I think it'd be good for them just to find a team where he can excel and prosper at. And the Warriors can get something back that helps them compete now.
Hey, Kayla, before we let you go on this Payday Friday, when you say it doesn't fit, I think of nuts and bolts, but why doesn't he fit? That's not a good enough. That's on everybody. He's got some talent. Make him fit. Why doesn't he fit? I can't, like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
That's what hurts,
like,
man.
Let's be real. Like, no, I hear you. So, like, when you look at the Warriors, right? Like, everyone has to fit into the Steph Curry universe. I mean, Jimmy Butler has talked about it. And it's like Kuminga's one of those guys where we've seen him in moments do the dirty work. We've seen him in moments where he fits into that system. But Kuminga is a guy, you have to give him the ball and let him work. In the Warriors system, you have to be able to screen and roll. You have to be able to off-ball screen. Like, you have to do a lot of things in that system where Kuminga, I think at this point in his career, he wants to be a guy where, hey, let me work, let me cook. And I don't think he's going to be able to do that here in Golden State.
Yeah. Good stuff, Caleb. Appreciate the call.
Still frustrating, though, Steiny. Alnetta Harrison on the YouTube chat. My son doesn't like clowns. I get that. Phobia clowns.
I think that does have a name.
Clown?
Yeah, something like that.
Anything you are scares you like? Rats from both rats. Of us.
I can't stand rats.
I just
get coulrophobia is the fear of clowns.
Yeah, that's a real one.
So no circus for Alnetta and her son.
All right, I see Doug, Jonathan, Christian. I'm going to get to Christian on the other side for sure. I see Bobby. Christian thinks the Warriors are going to be fine in 2 years. That's a tease, people.
Please, I can't wait.
Hey, it's our final day of the All-Star Week prize blowout. The last prize our show will give out is a Warriors prize pack that includes a hat, T-shirts, a bobblehead, and a collectible pin. Listen at 12:30 today to learn how you can win, and that segment brought to you by Safeway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.